Welcome back. We are up to Perek Yud, Mishnah Yud Aleph, Chapter 10, Mishnah 11. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Kol hanish lakim im hatradim asurim. So we've been speaking about pickling, but now let's go from pickling to cooking. Cooking and pickling are very similar. They also kind of sound a little bit alike. So they're very similar in terms of the halacha. So it says again, the Mishnah, Kol hanish lakim im hatradim asurim. So anything that's cooked very well with tradim. Tradim are a certain sort of a sharp beat. So anything that's cooked well with shradim, a truma is going to be prohibited to a non-kohen. Because the shradim give their flavor to whatever is cooked with them. So the implication, therefore, is that other vegetables don't give a flavor to a food that is cooked with them, even when they are well cooked. So if chulin vegetables were cooked in a pot with vegetables of truma, then a non-kohen is allowed to go ahead and eat the chulin vegetables. Then says the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, Kruv shel shikya im kruv shel ba'al asur. If you have a chulin cabbage that was grown in an irrigated field, you'll see what the significance is in a second. So if you have an irrigated field, meaning a field that was doesn't naturally receive enough rain, so you have to go ahead and water the plants. So chulin cabbage grown in an irrigated field that was cooked together with a truma cabbage that was grown in a rainwater field. So the chulin cabbage is going to be prohibited to a non-kohen. So you say, what in the world is going on over here? Well, very simple. The truma cabbage is clearly a little bit higher quality because it receives more water because it's a rainwater field. So therefore, this chulin cabbage from this irrigated field that's cooked with the truma cabbage of the rainwater field, so the chulin cabbage is going to be prohibited to a non-kohen because it's clearly going to absorb tam from the chulin one because it has from the truma one because it has more flavor. Because the chulin cabbage, which is a relatively dry one, it grew in an irrigated field, which is not usually moist, so it will absorb the flavor from the truma cabbage, which is moist, has delicious flavor and vibrant, etc. Then says the Mishnah further, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol hamis bashlin ze'im ze mutarim. When any two foods of the same type, one which is prohibited and the other which is permissible, are cooked together, so the permitted food is going to remain permitted, and the forbidden flavor will not prohibit in a mixture of two foods of the same type. So in other words, this is a very important rule over here that Rabbi Yehuda is basically saying that whenever he seems to just be saying this across the board, that if you have two foods same type and one is usser and one is mutter and they're cooked together, then everything as far as the permitted food goes is will be okay, and the forbidden one will just not be okay. But ela im habasar, this does not apply to meat. If meat that permissible meat that's cooked with forbidden meat, so the permissible meat will become usser if it's cooked with the forbidden one, because the flavor is clearly added by the forbidden meat. And then says the Mishnah further, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says, Hakavei lo seres, that the non-kosher liver that was cooked with permitted food prohibits the other food, since the flavor of the liver goes into the permitted food. So ve'ena neseres, but kosher liver does not become forbidden if it's cooked with forbidden food, mibneshehi poletes ve'ena bolas, because it releases flavor, but it does not absorb flavor. That's how the liver works. And then says the Mishnah, finally, the last Mishnah of the chapter, Beitza shenis bashla b'tah bitvalin asur. And if you have an egg that was cooked with forbidden spices, then afilu chelmon shelah asur. And the halacha is that even the yolk, and obviously the white part as well, will be totally prohibited, because it's absorbing the flavor of the forbidden spices, even into the yolk it will be prohibited. And then finally, mishalakos umei kivashim shel truma. If you have water of well-cooked truma vegetables, and you have water of pickled truma vegetables, then asurim lazarim, then this water is going to be forbidden to a non-kohen, because the water will absorb the flavor of the truma. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Yud Beis, end of the 10th chapter of Trumos. God willing, next time we'll continue with Perek Yud Aleph. Have a wonderful day.